Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
What's up, people? Welcome to another edition of iMac with your host, McCorley Matthew. On the other line, providing assistance tonight is my boy, Willie Boy, Will Remote. What's going on, Will?
What's up, Mac? What's up, guys?
Hey.
Out there.
Yep, so the song of my show, it starts with "The World is a Vampire." And right now, it feels like I've been bitten by a vampire. Because right now I'm feeling really sick. Looks like I'm coming down with the flu. And, you know, right now it's fall, so flu season is on the way. So not feeling good tonight.
Yeah, your favorite time of the year.
Yeah, favorite time of the year. Well, actually, I like summer. I like summer because of the girls dressing like sluts with their mini skirts and a tank top. But, you know, fall, I like fall too. You know, fall's not bad.
Yeah, I know, but for your Yankees, fall classic and everything.
That's true. This is true. The Yankees are in the playoffs. Well, they got to go to the playoffs, so I'm happy about that. But when, I mean, fall, you get the flu, you get sick, it's cold outside. That's the part I don't like about it. But I do like the holidays, and I like my Yankees in the fall classic. Yeah, those things I can cherish and enjoy. But sickness like the flu, I don't. So tonight I'll be hosting this show on the flu, having the flu. But hopefully I'll get better and be back 100% next week.
Yep.
So right now I'm in bed right now watching the replay SmackDown because I didn't see it on Thursday, Friday. When did they get SmackDown? Yesterday, right?
Yeah, yesterday. For Friday.
Yeah, Edge is hosting the show. He's starting off the show.
It's beginning now, or is it ending?
Well, they show. I'm watching it on Mundo's, so they just show the. They're showing a replay again. They gave it at 9 to 11. Now they're giving a replay 11 from 11 to 1.
Alright.
So this is the beginning of the show. And right now, Cody Rhodes is in the ring right now, trash talking the Edge.
Yeah, I won't spoil anything for you.
Oh, I saw some of it already. So you don't worry, my friend. You don't have to spoil anything. You don't have to worry about that.
So what did
but
you
anyway.
See,
huh?
What did you see?
I saw the Mark Henry. I saw the Sin Cara match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw the Mark Henry, Randy Orton, Edge
confrontation.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw some things, but I'm going to watch it again and see all of it. So.
Yeah, Edge ain't the only Canadian that showed up.
Oh, yeah. Did Hitman show up?
Should I spoil that part for you, or do you want to see?
Hitman was on Raw, I think.
Yeah, Hitman was on Raw.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw Raw.
Yeah, Hitman was on Raw.
Yeah, I saw that part.
But there's another Canadian that showed up on SmackDown. The first time this performer hasn't showed up in 9 years. So that should give you another clue. On SmackDown. But this performer showed up on Raw numerous times.
Was it Hitman?
Nope.
Who was it?
This person even performed at WrestleMania.
Who was it?
You gave up?
Yeah.
Chris Stratus.
Oh, that's nice. I thought you were talking about a male performer. I knew you were talking about a diva. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, ever since she's been back from, you know, since WrestleMania, she hasn't been really fighting or doing anything.
Yeah. She's from more like a yoga exercise kind of thing.
Oh. Love to get her in a yoga position.
Yoga fire.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good to know that she's doing that. But, yeah, so just watching the SmackDown right now. And we'll get into some entertainment news. It's big news. Manny being Manny, former player, former Red Sox. Manny
former
Ramirez.
Rival of your Yankees.
Mm-hmm, former rival. Manny Ramirez, he was arrested this past Tuesday because he hit his wife.
Yeah, the rivalry is so strong between you and Manny. When you pass each other on the street, you guys roll your eyes at each other.
Yeah, and he's so angry at the Yankees beating him at in 2003 ALCS. He has to beat his wife for that. Man, just Manny being Manny.
Yeah, man, this is as low as he could get. I mean, as Manny could get, pretty much.
I know, you know, he first.
I didn't even know this guy was married with kids before this happened.
I knew he was. I mean, the guy is, he's close to 40 years old. I mean, he's not a little kid.
Well, yeah, but some
not
guys,
a young
you
guy.
Know, some guys, you know, they never want to get married. You know, just want to, you know.
Yeah, I knew he had a, I knew he was married and had kids, you know.
Like
but
Jesus,
I,
you know.
Well, that's something, man. Jesus is a player.
How do we know man is not a player in Boston?
He's a player, but he's not a player. There's a difference. He will stick his dick in anything, like me, you know? He just like me over. But Manny, I guess, you know, he settled down real early, you know? He's a family man. Oh, at least I thought he was. The story is, he smacked his, they got, him and his wife got an argument in bedroom. And he smacked his wife, and her head hit the head of the headboard of the bed. And, you know, she called police because she felt like the situation would escalate. I don't know. Maybe she thought Manny was going to kill her or something. I have no idea, but.
Probably. I mean, if he's beating up on her like that.
Yeah. And, you know, the guys, you know, these steroid abusers, they get really violent, you know, so.
Yeah, they get roid rage.
Roid rage, exactly.
That's what I think happened to your boy Clemens when he faced Piazza, when he hit him on the head and bat at him.
Probably. Probably, you know.
And if you remember.
And in retaliation, Piazza uses roid rage to try to face up to Roger Clemens. So.
yeah, if you remember what. Remember McAvee? The guy who was his trainer.
Yeah, the guy that accused Clemens, yeah.
Yeah, he was saying, like, how him or somebody else was rubbing his body up, like, with oil or whatever, and he was pissed off or something. Like, he was, like or something like that. I don't know if he was too excited or whatnot before this happened.
Yeah, that sounds very gay.
I think that's what they said happened. I mean, I think that's what he said in one of his testimonies.
First of all, I would never let a guy rub oil on my body. Or even put something,
steroid
inject
abuse.
Something in my butt.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Well, at least not for free, I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? $1 million, maybe. But anyways, yeah, so Manny was being Manny. Smacked up his wife. And his wife is good looking. At times, she's good looking. But in some other pics, you know, not so much. But,
I mean, I've never seen her before.
She's young. She's a young woman, you know. And she's like in her mid to late 20s. Manny's like 40, so, you know, he's old enough to be her father. But, that funny text you sent me that Manny's starting to look like a WNBA player, that is true. he's starting to look like Whoopi Goldberg a little bit. He just needs the shades. Well, now, you know, let's just see what happens if his wife files for divorce. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, he'll, you know, stop doing what he's doing and.
Yeah.
He needs to stop doing what he's doing, or else he's going to lose his family for good.
Yeah. We shall see. Anyway, I don't know if you saw this, but nude pics of Scarlett Johansson were released on the web.
No, I didn't see it, but I know you heard about it.
I heard about it, but I haven't seen the pics either. I'm trying to find for them, but, you know, there's so many of these websites that say they have nude pics of Scarlett, but they're hard to find, so. I mean, I'm a big Scarlett Johansson fan, you know. I've always wanted to have sex with that woman. I'll have sex with her right now. But, yeah, and, you know, her agent or she have said that the pics are of her. I don't know if the pics were stolen from her laptop. You know, some of these celebrities, some of them are shady, you know. Some of them release these pics on their own just to create some kind of buzz.
I mean, seriously, why? I mean, they see it all the time that people, when they do that, you know, this happens. People never learn. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just waiting for Scarlett Johansson to come out of sex tape.
Are you
going to buy that? When Scarlett Johansson comes out of sex tape, I'm going to buy that.
I thought you were going to say you would star in it.
I was starring it, directed. I'll be fit. I'll own it. Damn right I'll be in there. All of them there,
make,
like.
Then you go make special editions like George Lucas with Star Wars.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. The Empire dick strikes back. I mean, you would bang Scarlett, right? You would do a sex tape with her.
I don't know about a tape, but yeah, definitely.
Shit, you'll be famous. Talk about. You don't want to be famous?
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Look at these other girls like Kim Kardashian. She became famous. She had sex with Ray J. Moesha's sister. Brother, I should say. You never know, you know. A sex tape can, you know, catapult your career.
Yeah, but I still want to do it the old-fashioned.
And me, you know, me having a big penis, I'd love the opportunity to show my techniques. My last ride and my, you know, all my moves in bed.
If she was listening to it right now, what would you tell her right now?
Scarlett, text me, call me, email me, call my agent. Let's get it done.
What are you, that guy on? What's the name of Southern guy? That says get her done. I forgot his name.
Oh, Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, <that's>
get it done. Send me the documentation, anything. I'll fill it out. I'll fax it back to you, and we can do this. Shit, if Scarlett called me to do a sex tape, I'll say yes. It would take me less than a minute to say yes. Less than a second.
You run out the house while doing this show with Indiana Jones music in the background.
Shit, yeah, hell yeah.
Onto incoming traffic.
Yeah.
She is hot, man.
She is. You know who else was hot? Rachel, Big Brother.
Oh yeah.
You know, Rachel went word life, old school. This past, for those of you who didn't see the Big Brother finale, you know, Big Brother was the season finale on Wednesday, right?
Yes, it was, right.
And Rachel was in the final two with Portia, another good-looking girl.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you're rooting for Portia to win because you've been, you know, a fan of her all season long.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But like I predicted Rachel would win it. You know, this was the second time around.
Yep.
You know, she's one of the best competitors in Big Brother history.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, she looked really hot on Wednesday.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Because I told you, the only way for her to win is to bring back World Life. And she did. She won by, she was this, it was a close race, too. It was like one vote that she won by.
Yeah, that was basically Thuganomics right there.
Yeah, Shelly voted for her. I was surprised by that.
Yeah, that was the shocker. And the way how they did it was stupid, how Julie Chan did it. She gave Shelly's vote, which was really the deciding vote, instead of giving Jordan.
Yeah.
She gave Jordan last, and we all know Jordan wasn't going to turn on her.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that
definitely was
pretty stupid. She just, she mailed it in. She gave, you know, come on. She did it the right way. She should have gave Shelly for last. She should have saved Shelly for last. Gave Jordan.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, it is what it is. It was in a bad episode.
Yeah, it was good.
Rachel won it. She deserved it.
Yeah, she did. I wanted, like you said, I wanted Portia to win, but she deserved it. I mean,
yeah, you know, maybe you might see Portia again if they have another All Stars the next few years. But yeah, it was a good episode. I just watched a Survivor today. I didn't see Survivor yet. I didn't see it on Wednesday because I was out. Yeah, so I just watched the replay today.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and then you have some old guys like Ozzy and Coach are back.
But you know what's the problem with it? It's like, they need to save it up, man. It's gonna be like, right now it's like Real World and Road Rules.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like they should at least skip a year with just new people. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have no problem with Ozzy or Coach. You know.
Me too.
But the,
bring back old people.
Yeah, you got to develop. You know, you got to have all new people. So when you have an all-star game, you know, it'll be like, an all-star series, it'll be like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess they're doing it for the ratings. It's more for ratings, I guess.
The ratings, but come on.
I don't, you know, you are right, but hey, whatever. I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
Yeah, one of the few TV shows I can actually watch. I mean, what else do you have? I mean, right now, there's some new shows premiering because it's like fall season.
Yeah.
There's not many shows that I watch
on
TV. That's
the problem with these networks. Some shows that are good, you know, they don't even have the faith that the show's going to do good.
Mm-hmm.
And they cancel it, you know, before they could, you know, get a serious following. Or, on another hand, the show is so successful, and then they move the time and date.
Yeah.
And that kills the show.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, some of the new... What are the new... There's some new TV shows, like with the Whitney show, Whitney Cummings show on
right.
NBC, I think.
The Charlie Angels one with...
Charlie Angels.
Peters, you know, former girl.
Yeah. Minka Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't remember other new shows they got. Got the oh yes, yes has some new shows like Person of Interest. That looked like a good show.
Yeah.
And they got two girls or something?
Oh, those two bar
two
those
girl
two waitress
girls, right.
girls?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Two broke girls, yeah. Shout out to the producer out there.
They look like two fine girls to me.
Yeah.
The one with the dark curly hair, I'll bang the crap out of her.
Yeah, she was in Thor.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
What's her name? I always forget her name.
It's Cat Benny.
Cat Benny?
Benny, like the restaurant.
Benny?
No, with a D. Like
Benin?
No.
Say it again, say it.
Benny, yeah.
Girl?
Which one?
The one with the black hair?
Yeah.
Not the blonde. I had told you
what movie.
Cat Benning.
Oh, which one?
I said she was an 4-year-old virgin.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that video we're talking about
it? Right. Did you check it out?
I don't know, but I think that's her.
Benden.
Oh, yeah.
It was this girl. Her mom was. Remember?
Right. Yeah, my
What is the producer saying right there?
Producer, yeah, she's helping us out. She said that she was in 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, her face does look familiar. Yes.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to check it out, but I think she's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to do some research on that.
Yeah, Mukwali is definitely gonna do research on that.
Yeah.
I can figure that out.
Yeah, but she does look good though. The other one, she doesn't look bad either. You know, they both look good.
Yep. So you definitely gotta check that out, right?
I think it premiered already. Oh, right?
I don't think so. I would assume it's gonna be next week. And
next week? Okay.
What's the name of that show? Two and a Half Men is debuting again.
Oh yes, Two and a Half Men without Charlie Sheen. Right.
Yep.
Do you think it's gonna fail now that Charlie Sheen's not on the show?
I think so, but then again, I didn't really watch the show to begin with anyway. But I think it's definitely gonna be stale, and that's not a shot at Ashton Kutcher, but he just had a natural dynamic.
Yeah, shows don't really do good when their hit star leaves.
Nope.
Or dies. You've seen shows like, remember the John Ritter when he passed away? That show didn't do really good.
Yeah. When the main person leaves the show or you know, have a spinoff, you know, it just ends. It just dies off like that.
Yeah. I mean, it might, 2.5 Men, it may last maybe two more seasons.
It might last this year.
Yeah, well, maybe 2 or 3 more seasons, and then, you know.
Yeah, two at best. I can't see it going 3.
Yeah.
He'd really have to take over, and the Ashton Kutcher fans would really have to
hold
on the fort and, you know, get him. You know, who knows? He might be able to do it.
Yeah, he may be. What happened?
The producer said, yes, that's why Punk is still on MTV. Oh, yeah, and speaking of Charlie Sheen, his roast on Comedy Central is going to debut on that same day, too, Monday night.
Oh, yes. I will be playing that, some of the jokes from that roast, next week on my show. So,
right. We look forward to that.
Yes.
Mike Tyson is one of the people that's gonna you know, roast them.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I'm most likely going to be watching Raw, but I'm going to try to catch it when they replay it.
Of course, yeah. They'll most likely replay it later that night, throughout the whole night.
Yeah, because I think it's at 10, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So I'm going to see if I can catch it when they replay it after Raw.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a new show, I don't know if you've seen it, it's like a Tosh porno show, it's like called Ridiculousness with that guy Rob, that skateboarder Rob from Robin Big.
Oh, I heard of it, but I didn't see it.
He just reviews. Well, Big made an appearance this week on the show.
It's on MTV?
Yeah, it's on MTV every Monday night.
Yeah, exactly, right.
And, you know, it's like Tosh Porno. He reviews web videos, people doing stupid stuff.
Yep.
Trying to perform stupid stunts. And, you know, he makes fun of them. It's a funny show.
Yeah, I should definitely check that out.
Ridiculousness. Yeah, so check it out. And another TV show I'm waiting to see is The X Factor with Simon Cowell, that new American Idol wannabe show.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna have,
I think that's gonna be a good show.
Yeah,
then again,
Simon,
you know,
Paula, you know, it'll be good.
And Elliot Reid, who looks exactly like Randy Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think X Factor is gonna be bigger than American Idol.
Yeah, I gotta shout them to a producer because I didn't know the name of the guy, you know.
Yeah.
I've heard of the guy, but I didn't know that.
Yeah,
was him.
Thank the producer for that, man.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so looks like we have 2 minutes left. I was going to talk about older women having sex with minors. Because there's been a couple stories that I've seen in the news recently about that. So I guess I'll talk more about that next week when I'm feeling 100% better. So for now, I'm going to leave you guys. Hey, Will, you want to plug your show real quick?
No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, check out my show tomorrow. 6 p.m. only on Black Talk Radio. Sports Urban Legend. You guys.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you guys next week on iMac when this flu goes away. Peace out.